You're listening to SBS News.
All lined up and ready to go. Year 5 students from the Strathfield North Public School file in for their first day of NAPLAN. And there are no complaints from Gisela Tran and Olivia Cheng.
I think it was pretty good and I think it was really fun.
I kind of enjoy NAPLAN to it kind of helps me.
1 million students will be sitting their exams, which authorities hope will give them a snapshot of how students are progressing. But opposition to the standardised tests is growing, with many calling NAPLAN broken, as they push for the process to be overhauled. Students in years 3, 5, 7 and 9 are participating in the annual tests, which have been a staple of the school calendar since 2008. Strathfield North Principal Pina Fangaday says it's an important program.
We've always told the kids and our community that it's about assessing what we're teaching and in terms of literacy and numeracy, and it's for us to see, you know, what we're doing well, what we can improve in. And it's one test, an external test that we use in conjunction with all our internal assessments and assessments for learning and as they're learning, and we put that together so we can have create a real snapshot of the children and we can communicate that to parents.
But some educators say NAPLAN needs improving, arguing the tests are no longer fit for purpose. The Queensland's teacher union is taking a stand, encouraging its nearly 50,000 members to withdraw their own children from the tests until they are reformed. Cresta Richardson is president of the Queensland's teacher union.
The thing about NAPLAN is that the Queensland Teachers Union and the Australian Education Union have had long-held concerns into the test in that it's not being used for what its original purpose was.
Many parents are also deciding to boycott NAPLAN. Mother, Mary Dmitrievsky, says NAPLAN doesn't accommodate for her son's learning style and argues it is essentially setting him up to fail.
I'm not a big fan of NAPLAN. It doesn't identify a child's strength. It doesn't identify their learning style. It's not flexible to accommodate how they can actually take the test. And it tells me nothing. It doesn't tell me anything about how my child can be best supported to get the best outcome from their learning.
The federal government and the Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority have long defended NAPLAN and its effectiveness. And given last year's tests were cancelled because of COVID-19, David DeCavallo says this data is more important than ever to provide vital insights into how Australian children are performing.
This year, the data from the test is going to be particularly important. It will give us a bit of a picture about the impact of COVID on teaching and learning.
The president of the Australian Parent Council, Jenny Rickard, agrees.
The Australian Parents Council is very positive towards NAPLAN because it is the accountability and transparency measure of our entire education system. We need to know that every child in our school system is being taken care of.
Academics like Monash University's Dr. Vanessa Fernandez are aware some problems need to be addressed.
We need to really have that public dialogue and bring in all the stakeholders that are talking about the NAPLAN. So we've got plenty of research in the space. We've got plenty of people's opinion in the space. We've got people on both sides of the fence, but where's our dialogue? That's what's missing.
Bernadette Clark, SBS News.